Welcome to the Roman Atwood Podcast. I got my wife, Brittany, my man, Cleeter.
What's up?
And Bradley Martin in the house. What's up, man?
I'm here.
Thanks for being here.
Feels good. Feels really good. Thanks for having me. Appreciate you.
How you doing? How you feeling?
I feel great.
You look buff.
I've actually lost weight recently.
Really?
Yeah, but if you saw me with like the sweater and the pump cover off, you'd be like, oh, he's still jacked though.
The pump cover.
Yeah. Yeah. Like before you get the pump, you just wear this and then you take it off when you have the pump and you're ready to like display, you know?
Mm. Yeah.
Is that what you do, Roman?
Yeah, I'm waiting to display.
That's what I do.
I'm still waiting.
For a while.
Waiting to display, bro.
Yeah, it works a little differently, but like that also for you is okay.
Yeah, I'm going the Liver King's route, just full natty.
Full natty, yeah.
I just want to stay clean, pure.
Yeah, me too.
Pure, bro. I'm trying to think of the first time I met you because we've talked a lot and met a lot, but we've never done anything together.
Yeah, it's true.
This is like it.
Yeah, this would be the first thing, for
I
sure.
I think I met you like back in Studio 71 one day.
Maybe
you came in with Fousey or something.
I came in with Fousey, yeah.
That's how I met you.
Yes.
You were working with Fousey.
Yeah, that was fucking years and years and years ago. That was when I first started YouTube.
Probably 10 years ago.
It literally was.
That's crazy. And here we are. Now you're blowing up.
I mean, I don't know about that. I just kept going.
I just showed you your own reel on Instagram of 14 mil.
Yeah, Instagram's crazy, man. Shit doesn't work.
I think us old school creators are saying that doesn't count, but that's the new media.
Yeah.
And I haven't accepted that either. I have my two last reels are like 30 million. But I'm like, it doesn't count because it's Instagram.
Yeah.
But that's the new media. Shit definitely counts.
Yeah. I mean, I just don't even look at it that way. I'm just trying to keep going.
That's all. Don't care, bro.
Yeah. Of course I want to get that.
10 milli.
I want to get it, but it's like, you know, you want to just keep going.
Progress.
Yeah.
That's the only way you sustain in this game.
So you got your own podcast now?
Yes, Raw Talk. That's my, like we talked earlier before we even got on this podcast. That is 100% the thing I enjoy the most now.
Same for me.
Just learning about people, understanding. I just like that part of all of this is just so much fun to me.
I think you invited me to your podcast before I invited you to mine.
Yeah, I'm ahead of the game.
Here you are.
I'm ahead of the game, man. I was like,
got him.
Yeah. I wanted to because like you've had such a great career on YouTube. And obviously, I'll ask you on my pod, but I want to talk to you about it. You guys, you might even have to cut this out. You stopped YouTube for a specific reason.
Yeah.
You might have to cut this out. I don't know. Sorry.
No, it's all right. No, it'd be better for your pod, though.
Yeah.
Let's talk about it on your pod.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, it's all good.
How much of your time do you spend on other people's podcasts?
Oh, man. Not a lot.
Really? Primarily on your own?
Yeah, I do the Full Send pod. I'm a co-host there on and off. And then I do my pod once a week. And then I'll just jump around on other people's pods. Like my buddy Shab has a pod. I'll do like the Fight Companion every once in a while. But I've done a few pods. I don't know about how much time I spend, though. I actually don't know.
Dude, how fun is the Full Send pod?
It's fun. It's a good time.
You guys have like...
It's a good time.
Were you on the Elon pod?
No, that's the one that was the one they didn't have me on.
Oh.
They're like, yo, you're going to go on? And I was like, dope. I researched for like 4 days and I never research anyone. I never like look up stuff. I never like think of like really good. I just kind of just wing it.
Yeah.
And I spent like 4 days like really like this. Oh, this is going to be it's the biggest pod, like the biggest person I'd ever like want to talk to. One of the people I'd like love to meet.
Yeah.
And then the day before they're like, yeah, no, we're not going to have you on. I was like, okay. All right, cool.
Kid. Dang, who's been your favorite guest? Were you on with Trump?
No, I wasn't on with Trump. That was before I was a part
of it.
Okay,
that was right before.
Yeah. Which I'd love to be on with Trump. That would have been amazing.
Everybody got deleted, though.
Yeah. Yeah, it did. It did.
Yeah, I know.
I think my favorite guest I had was probably Tyler Perry.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that was probably one of my favorite guests. That's like a cool like full circle moment for me.
How come?
He was just someone that I worked with a long time ago, and like I started at a different place. I was a trainer, and then like all this whole social media stuff took a growth, and he'd help me like kind of like you know mentoring along the way, just as a friend, and then you know having him back on my pod just felt cool.
Sweet,
yeah,
I love that.
Yeah,
we just had right before you got here, Rob Dyrdek was on the pod.
Oh, nice.
And that felt like someone you just grew up watching your whole life.
Yeah,
inspiring.
Robin Bear.
Yeah, dude. It's like half my content was created around the concepts of Fantasy Factory. And so it was just cool to be just like having a conversation with this guy.
Yeah, fun. Did you learn anything cool?
Oh, man. Yeah. Yeah, I learned that I'm basically doing everything wrong.
Nice. Yeah.
And I got a lot to work on.
Yeah, that's how I felt when I pulled up to this. I was like, damn, we need to set up these cameras. They got some, like, lights good. You're going to see my shit and be like,
I don't know. Man, good I luck. Keep hearing that.
Yeah, no, you're set up sick.
Thank you.
Yeah, this is great. This is beautiful, man.
Yeah, we just finally got a real backdrop.
So, but you don't do it normally here. You do it in Ohio.
We are fully mobile now. So okay. We plan to just do it wherever we can do it. Because nobody's coming to Ohio, dude.
Yeah, definitely. Like, because like Ohio, you need two flights to get to Ohio like that.
Yeah.
Unless you fly Spirit.
Which I'm not doing.
That's how we got here.
I don't want to.
Can't do it.
I didn't want to do it.
You know what?
Spirit's I mean, you could do it. It's fine.
It's been good. It's been good.
I just don't, you know, the only reason why I don't like it is just because there's no like more space.
Yeah. Well, they have four seats up front
that
are
big.
They have
the big seats.
Oh, they do.
Yeah. When you get that nonstop, it's not so bad. It kind of makes it worth it.
I've actually had great luck with Spirit.
So this is my problem with Spirit is that I thought before having this conversation right now with you was that it was just like economy the whole way and it was just tighter normally.
It is literally economy the whole way unless you get one of four seats.
Okay, so I didn't know that. I would fly it then.
It's not bad.
I just don't fit in the... In,
they
in,
charge
like,
us...
You probably don't fit.
No.
Exactly.
No, I can't do it.
Yeah.
They charge us $1,000 to send their equipment here too.
Like, why?
On Spirit, you have to pay for everything.
Every extra bag.
Oh, yeah. That makes sense. Well, because the tickets are so cheap. That's mm-hmm. why. Yeah. It makes sense.
Yeah.
The problem is just when the flight gets delayed 20 minutes on Spirit, you know that flight's getting canceled. It's done.
Bro.
It's going to get delayed again in another 20 minutes.
It's not even a backup.
It's
going to
get delayed an hour. Then you're done.
That's one of my biggest pet peeves is airports and they delay your flights and they cancel and they just go, yourself.
Yeah.
And it's like most people that can't say shit. They're just like, okay, I'll just go myself and then have to buy a hotel for wherever they're at. And it's crazy, dude.
They don't care.
They don't give a single about
they don't
people.
Care.
Delta seems to be the best.
I don't think none of them give a fuck about people, man.
If you fly enough, you're going to have problems with all of them. Like, no joke. But Delta's nice planes. They're nice flights. We always have good luck. Delta.
Sounds is that sponsored by...
I wish, dude. We are sponsorless.
Really?
Sponsorless, bro.
Actually?
Yeah.
No. Wow. Why not?
That's why we come back, though. We quit because of sponsor problems.
Really?
Now we're just free birds, dude. Now we spend money to make podcasts.
Damn. Wait, why wouldn't you have sponsors on this?
Nah, we might.
Yeah. Yeah.
Currently, as I'm filming this, it's going to be really funny if there's a sponsor in this because right now we
don't know. Back to like, I'm just
going
to
slide it in. I'll just slide it in if I get one.
This
but
motherfucker.
Dude, right now, nothing, bro.
Next thing I'm going to see a... Yeah, I'm not gonna say it. Go ahead.
How's the fitness world, man?
It's dicey, man. No, it's great. It's great. It's just interesting. It's an interesting space.
I didn't see your Arnold Fitness this month.
You see my what?
I didn't see you at Arnold Fitness.
Oh yeah.
I'll never forget. I saw you there one year, and you had this crowd around you, bro. You're coming down the aisle. I'm like, who is that? It's freaking Brad.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't go this year because honestly, I was just a little sick.
Yeah.
I was like, really. I'm just kind of getting over it now, like sinus stuff. And I just didn't want to be like sniffling and shit, meeting everybody, coughing up mucus and shit.
That's thoughtful, man.
No, honestly, yeah, I was like, I don't want to be like, yo, you good?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's such a big industry, man.
It is.
Holy smokes.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's getting crazier and crazier because there's no barrier to entry. It's just like, I have abs or, you know, I worked out six times. I'm a fitness influencer now.
Yeah. I'll tell you this. It was cool to be in one place with just fit people. Like, because I live in Ohio. Like, you walk around, it's not really fit people.
In Ohio,
yeah. Yeah, it's just, everybody's just living, which, whatever. But you're in this building, everybody's, like, trying to be healthy, trying to be fit.
No, it's pretty cool. It's dope.
It's motivating.
And it's cool, because I think, to be honest, all the other expos kind of suck compared to that one. Like, nowadays, like, the LA Fit Expo is kind of not the what it was.
Yeah.
Olympia's not what it was as far as, like, the expo experience, but the Ohio Arnold is always been just crazy. And I think it's because they blend the fitness stuff and the strength sports. So you get like everyone, and it's also East Coast, which East Coast doesn't have a lot of stuff. So everyone from the East Coast goes there. So it's a really big event.
Dude, I was watching guys play tag.
Tag?
Tag.
What? Oh, like the extreme tag?
Dude, it was so fun. Wait, to watch.
They're trying to catch
like
each other and tag.
Bro,
tag, you're it.
Official tag. Like
well, they're
real.
Jumping over the things.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I seen that on TV.
I was like, tag, bro. I was glued. I couldn't stop watching. I was like, this is really
in
funny.
Real life, right?
You're yeah, yeah. They had a big arena.
Arnold.
Yeah, they had a big arena. And then they had like guys dressed as knights sword fighting. And
what the f-?
Bro, I was like, this is cool.
Wait, what was the sword? What was
are
the
you
tag?
Sure you were at the right Arnold?
Yeah, right.
What's a sword fighting?
I was at the Renaissance Fair.
You were down the street.
they're in full knight armor, and they do they do PvP, man, like full sword battles, bro.
Not like fencing, like straight up. Hold on.
Full sword battles.
So then I need to know this. How do you know who wins? Because you're not actually killing each other.
Bro, there's guys out there, refs, like watching every... Yeah, it's like body hits.
Okay. They're calling points.
They have a shield. They have...
Okay.
It's just metal on metal whacking, dude.
Damn. That's intense.
That's scary.
Whacking hard.
I would do that.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and you're like... You're kind of hidden in that armor. You don't know who's under it.
Right? Yeah, well, I mean...
Bro, you'd be like Shrek going in there, bro.
Shrek? This guy just called me fucking Shrek.
Holy shit.
I got a question. So,
as
Hercules. Thank you so much.
I just watched Shrek with the kids and he walks in with the night helmet.
That was harsh. Thank you so much for bringing that back. That was sweet
Shrek
of you.
Thanks, babe, for covering for me.
Yeah, that was dope.
So, you said fitness influencer. In your guys' arena, do you monetize via supplements and stuff too? Or are you kind of merch only? Or what's the best route for a fitness influencer?
Well, currently I'm into the process of launching my supplement company over again, kind of for like the second time.
Okay.
But as far as monetizing as a whole, as most fitness influencers, a lot of them sign with companies to, you know, promote a code to get like a percent of sales or they get some sort of salary. Like I have my company, Raw Gear, the clothing and stuff that I'm wearing. So we have a bunch of athletes that are signed to the company that promote the code, promote the brand, you know, create business. So a lot of influencers, I would say, looking at it now, rely on the code usage, rely on salaries, these companies that they're working with, it'd be like apparel, supplements, or anything in that genre.
So affiliate code's pretty popular.
Yeah, very, very popular.
Cool. And then your gym, is that a business? Are you actually charging people to come there, or is that just...
It's completely free, man.
Well, for certain people, right?
No, yeah, it's just we only let influencers in there.
Well, I don't know.
<What's>... Yeah, I got Jake a laugh. I'm kidding. I'm totally f***ing with you. It's a real business.
I don't know.
It's a real business.
All right, perfect. I'm coming there tomorrow.
Yeah, you can come train. Anyone can come train. I was making jokes because it went viral because we had an opening, and everyone was like, because I was a little drunk, I'm not going to lie. But what happened was we didn't do the best job at planning like security to get people in and out.
Mm.
So we had a ton of people in there, and then we're like, it's raining the whole time. So then we're like, oh, there's a lot of people outside that want to come in. And so we're getting up on the barrier in the gym, like at the front, and we're yelling and you say the wrong word and it's just mayhem on the internet. I was like, if you're not an influencer, you have to get out. Right? So what I was saying was, because I had invited a ton of influencers there that I like specifically was like, yo, here's a little ad, promote it, say you're coming. What I meant was, if you're not one of those people that I invited specifically, get out so we can get more people in. You know what I'm saying?
Bro, you hate.
Yeah.
So then you're on the internet.
Discriminating.
Yeah, well, then you're on the internet. It's like, you know, influencers. I can't. It's like the craziest shit, but I get it, right? A little drunk, probably shouldn't have said it that way. I should have thought of a better way to say it. I just didn't.
Is drunk lifting a thing?
I've done it. Yeah, I don't recommend it.
How many subscribers do you have to get into your gym?
Yeah, that's a, I don't know, man.
100,000?
Yeah.
No.
A couple hundred. No, but it was funny. It was a thing for a while. Like, and it was just silly. But I get why people like to, you know, they get the views and like, I can't believe it. It's like, it was never that serious.
It probably just helps the gym at the end of the day.
Yeah, but it is a business and everyone can come. And there's day passes, there's memberships, there's all that stuff.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah.
You've done an incredible job at turning this all into a big business.
Interesting, yeah.
That's really what I like about you. Like, you haven't just... You're just filming YouTube, but you've turned it into a business.
Yeah,
and that's...
I'm grateful that I was able to do it at a time when, like, it kind of wasn't really that thing in the fitness space.
Yeah.
Like, someone who told me this in person once actually was Kai Green. He was like, yo, you... He was competing at the time at the highest level, Mr. Olympia, right? And he said he saw what I was doing as just, like, a person who was, like, on social media making business, like, building a business. And he was saying how, like, I inspired him to realize that he could make it without needing to be on that bodybuilding stage, like in the fitness side, just on the internet. And that was a really big moment for me. I've talked to this must have been like, I don't know, a couple months ago. We were at some like Gymshark event, and he brought this up and told me that, and I was like, damn, that's huge.
Yeah,
that's someone that like
that's an honor to hear that.
Yeah, it's incredible, man. Because all I was doing was just shit that I liked, and then eventually I was able to make enough money from the internet that I was able to be like, I'm gonna open a gym. And originally it wasn't because I wanted members or anything. It was just because I wanted a place to film content because I was getting kicked out of gyms for doing stupid shit.
Yeah.
And then I was like, oh, I might as well like involve people that, you know, help me build this whole thing, which is, you know, the audience, the people. And then it became this like cool thing, and everything kind of like spawned from that and kept going.
You ever run into issues since your gym's so public? Fans and harassment?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, you get kind of weird shit here and there, but I feel like it's pretty easy for me to manage for the most part.
I've always been so scared to have something public, like a public place.
Well, I wasn't scared about any of that. I wasn't scared about any of that. I was just scared just because, like, I didn't know if it would fail or not. You know what I'm saying? When I first started, I remember thinking, like, damn, this is scary because
it's public.
And I lived on the internet. And it's like, how do I know if I'm going to have success in person, right? Mm-hmm. Obviously, I knew that I was having success monetarily with, like, apparel and stuff that I was selling online, like the coaching stuff, all the stuff that I was doing. But you still have this question in your mind, like, I'm about to spend, like, $600,000 to open up a gym and then sign a lease for, like, 7 years for, like, another couple million dollars. And I'm, like, personal guarantor. And I'm like, oh, shit, this is a lot.
Yeah.
And that fear of, like, damn, should I do this? I actually undershot how big I should have got my first gym. And that was one of my things. I was like, like 3 years in, I was like, I wish I just did the whole thing because it would have been 10 times better. But it's like, you can't know that till you get there.
I feel this. I have a similar business model. It's tough. And I feel like you do really good in person with fans, though. I know you said you worry about that. But
no, I do great in person. I mean, just having a public place for people to come, toilet paper, egg, or spray paint.
He's a big guy, though.
Yeah, dude, I'm, you know.
It's weird because, like, you're right. Because, obviously, the internet, you get a bunch of haters, and it's everyone's creating whatever. But, like, that kind of doesn't really exist that much in person.
Yeah.
Like, they're not really out there being, like, driving by me, like, fuck you.
Yeah.
It's like doesn't happen. Like you'd be surprised. I think it's just really the love shows up.
Yeah, the people who write those comments are so weak.
Dude,
they don't come out of their dark
to date, 13 years deep, I've not had one person in public insult me.
No, yeah.
13 years deep. I had somebody call me a cracker the other day.
Yeah, that's whatever. Who cares?
But I don't think it was a fan.
Just a regular guy.
I was just walking across the street, dude.
For what were you doing?
Walking across the street, bro.
You just said it?
A cracker! I don't know.
You didn't do anything? You're just walking?
No, I beat the shit out of him.
Nice. Good. That guy, dude. Motherfucker.
Yeah, man. The early days on YouTube were so Wild West, bro.
I wish it was still like that.
Like, when I think about it now, I'm like, no wonder it has so many restrictions now.
Oh, man. It's
we
insane.
Could do anything. Bro, hey, I was making videos chainsawing people in half on the streets, bro. Like, dragging bodies. Like, yeah, it had to end.
Yeah, but did it though, man? Like, I understand the ads, and I understand, you know, the business behind it. But it's become a really weird place. It's like, I think, I don't know who was talking to. I was watching Joe's podcast about this. He was talking to him about it. I saw a clip, ironically enough. We were talking about how there's a lot of stuff on YouTube where it's like, they're not telling you can't do this.
Yeah.
But everyone who does this kind of knows that you can't do this or say this.
Yeah.
And then you start kind of like, you play by this like unwritten playbook that you have to play by in order to like be able to actually have success or get views.
You self-censor yourself.
Exactly. Yeah. That's what they were talking about. And it's just an interesting like place because it's like, it's called YouTube.
Yeah.
Like it started out being a platform where like people make content and then obviously it got to such a massive scale and there's so much money behind it that it's like, you know, you can make your content, but under at least like kind of like invisible rules.
Yeah.
It's a little weird because like there's so much stuff sometimes you want to say and it's just like you can't say everything. It does kind of suck a little bit.
You can't put Trump on your podcast.
Straight up, can't have Trump
like
on.
There's,
he's getting kicked off.
There is so like the normal just viewer that gets on YouTube has no clue how much is being controlled.
Yeah.
Like they just assume that's the content. They have no idea that content's even being fed to them. Right? Yeah. It's being recommended to them.
Yeah.
We don't even know what we want to see anymore. Most sites now, Reels and TikToks, you're being served what the app thinks you want.
Yeah.
You're not even choosing what you want
to
see.
To a degree, right? I think there's definitely a degree of like user using and then picking or like searching. And then it kind of like, depending on how much watch time you have engaged with all these certain like videos, we'll keep giving you videos that are like along the same lines.
Yeah. So no, if you accidentally click on something, you click on a shoe.
Yeah, you can see some f***ing shoes.
It's just shoes for a week.
Shoes,
it's like,
man.
I don't want to click on anything because I don't want to be served that for a week.
All right, guys, we got to pause and give some love to our sponsors at Ridge. I have had lots of wallets, cheap wallets, $600 wallets, and no wallet has compared to my Ridge wallet. This is my personal Ridge wallet. I've had it over a year. I love this thing. It's compact and slim. This wallet expands to hold up to 12 cards. Plus, with the money clip, you can still hold your cash and it still keeps it slim. I've had the big bulky dad wallet. I'm over it. It's time for the future. They have over 30 colors to choose from and styles, from carbon fiber to burnt titanium. Designed with RFID blocking material protects you from digital pickpocketers. I have the additional AirTag attachment on mine. With it, you never have to worry about losing your wallet, which I do constantly. So now I have the AirTag. I love this thing. It's a great addition to your wallet. 3 million customers, 50,000 five-star reviews. It doesn't get much better. Each wallet comes with a lifetime warranty. And the Ridge team is so confident that you will love this wallet that they will give you 99 days to rock it. You can use it for 99 days. If you don't love it, you can return it for a full refund. That is huge. Ridge also makes the amazing key case. Securely holds 1 to 6 of your keys, keeps it from that floppy rattle that keys make. And to make things even better, you get up to 30% off your order when you bundle your key case with a Ridge wallet. Save yourself the money. Use my link, ridge.com/Roman, R-O-M-A-N. That's ridge.com/Roman. Also, make sure you use the promo code Roman for 10% off your order. Everything is in the description, the links, everything you need. Thank you for supporting the brands that support us. Let's get back to the show.
Kind of sucks for those guys who've been vlogging, you know, the same thing for almost a decade, and now YouTube is restricting that category. You know, like we have kind of...
Are you talking to me?
You know, like Matt, for example, you know, with guns.
Yeah.
I feel like, you know, just the last few years just getting tighter and tighter.
Yeah, and he's been blessed with, like, somebody at YouTube's given him some love.
But he's also very safe environment. Yeah. Does it right.
Yeah.
Versus, you know, back in the day, like, remember the Russian guy who used to blow stuff up? Like, you post
FPS
that now?
FPS Russia.
Yeah, that thing's getting...
He was a legend.
Damn. Yeah, I remember that.
There'd be shrapnel like flying past his head.
Dude, I have emails to that guy asking to collab with me.
If I like
back in the day,
if I like light a tire, you know, to set the bead, like just use, you know, some brake clean and a fire to set the bead on a tire, they're like, nah, that's too dangerous.
That's wild. And they have this like dangerous activities can just be anything.
Yeah,
like it's so broad that you can't even hardly self-censor because then you get to the point where you're just like, I don't want to risk anything.
Yeah.
Right.
That's the thing. It's just this weird position to be in. Cause it's like, I get it. I understand where they're coming from. It's like, is there some middle ground? I guess not. Yeah. Because they have so much pressure from like these big advertisers.
Do you remember when it really hit?
Yeah, I remember. Yeah. I remember that like, not, like that shit was night and day. This is back around like 2017.
Night and day.
Like I swear to God, bro. I woke up one day. I was averaging like 200,000 to 300,000 video views.
Yeah.
The next day I uploaded, 150
split in half,
and then
everybody's split in half.
And then I was like, "What the? Everyone just decided not to watch this video the next day, and then the next day, same thing." And I was like, "What the fuck is going on?"
We literally went from 3 mil every upload to 1.5 overnight.
That's overnight. The craziest thing, though. Like, that's just like, I didn't even know how to address that. How do you even say it's like? Because at the same time, I want to sound like a loser. I'm like complaining about getting hundreds of thousands of views.
Yeah, I know.
But it's like, damn, you worked for that.
It's a business.
To get that.
Right? You built this business.
And it was like, I literally remember I'm not even exaggerating this. It was the one day to the next, everything changed. It
happened to everybody.
And I was like, damn.
And you can go from having your best week on YouTube, best week, and then it's just followed up by like the worst views you've had in months.
And how toxic is the 10 out of 10?
The 10 out of 10, the feeling on that?
Oh my God.
If you guys don't know what that is, for creators, if we upload a YouTube video, it tells you the ranking compared to your last 10 videos over the amount of time the video has been posted. So it'll say like in the first 46 minutes, this video is 8 out of 10. Or it shows 10 out of 10 and it's all gray.
And 10 out of 10 is the worst.
I got to relate this.
If it shows 1 out of 10, it's like got confetti.
I'm going to relate this to the people watching. So a 10 out of 10 on YouTube, like you just uploaded a video. So it would be like, you just worked super hard that week. You worked so hard. You thought like it was going to be great. And then your boss goes, everything you did fucking sucks. Just you might as well just not come back next week.
I pray that they get rid of that system. It's so mentally toxic.
It's a dopamine thing, man.
I kind of like it now, though.
It'll ruin his day.
Well,
it's bad.
And a lot of times people post, like, if you post, you know, at the right time on the last 9 videos and then you post one in the morning, like, it's going to guaranteed be 10 out of 10.
Yeah.
Just be based on timing. So
I just think of like the youth trying to make it on YouTube and you're popping 10s, dude. It's just so mentally discouraging. You don't want to film tomorrow. And you're just like, oh.
And they're already in the gauntlet with commenters who are like trying to discourage them from being successful.
So that's, this is the thing about social, like, and we got to encourage people who want to do it or think about doing it, is you just have to just fuck it and just keep going. That's all I've done.
Well, from day one, I said, you got to do it because you like to do it.
Yeah.
Because if you're doing it for numbers and money, dude, it's a long ride. It's a long ride. You got years before you're seeing dollars. Like,
yeah,
it's so tough.
Yeah, it's important. You got to actually give a lot of people obviously like see it and they just think, oh, it's probably easy. So like they start to try to do it. And then I think they realize quickly it's really not that
easy. It's so easy if you love it.
Yeah. Well, even then, if you love it, it still can get challenging, I think.
Yeah. Well, you're at the mercy of these sites, man.
Yeah,
you're at the mercy of the algorithms right now, and if you can play them, these Mr. Beasts, they understand the algorithms, dude.
You figure out that title thumbnail.
You design content around the algorithm instead of what you love.
But that's
But that's the separation.
You gotta balance it,
right? Yeah. That's the separation. Like, is it a business or is it because you love it?
Yeah, my most viewed videos are just awful. All title and thumbnail.
Yeah.
But just terrible.
I made my entire career out of clickbait, dude. That was my whole career.
And it's just the worst when a bad video just hits hard. That's just...
The worst is when you have a banger and you have no title and thumbnail.
Oh, I know.
And it just sucks. The video really sucks.
Just make it up.
Yeah.
It's not even related to it.
Well, YouTube has now figured out a way.
That.
Yeah, all the time.
YouTube figured out a way to do what?
They figured out a way to punish you now for that.
Really?
And that's when they really incorporated watch time. Because if you're clickbaiting, you're probably not watching long. You're like, he got me. Bam, I'm off.
My boy Roman will savagely clickbait sometimes. I love it.
Damn.
I come from a time where clickbait was how you...
The only way.
Bait it till you make it.
I mean, bro, it's still how it is, though.
It is. Even for pods, you need a good title and thumbnail.
Yeah.
Like, what's our title going to be, bro?
I don't know.
Give me some juice.
I have no idea. Maybe...
Look at it. He's got something. He's got something, bro.
I just think of funny shit, but then it's like, you can't say after shit. YouTube, man.
It's wild. It is wild, especially because we've been in it forever. We've been in it forever, man.
Yeah. Is your podcast at your gym or is it?
It's at my house.
Oh, okay.
I used to have it at my gym when I first did it years ago. I actually did podcasting before it was like super trendy to do it. And then I fell out of it because like my buddies went different ways. And then I did it again and I couldn't stay consistent because I was focused on just vlog content. And then like in the last year and a half, I was like, okay, I'm doing this full time and I rebranded it. Okay. And I love it, yeah. But it's at my house.
I wanted to hit some one rep maxes.
I mean, you can go to the gym anyways. It's fine.
But how many followers? Yeah, I got 100,000 subs.
Right? Okay, yeah, you're good.
I got 3 mils.
Can you get in?
He can get
in. Is 3 mil good?
He's good. Solid.
It'd be 3.5 or is it 3?
Yeah, either way is fine.
If somebody has 10, can they get in multiple people?
10 mil?
Yeah, probably. 15?
Can we bring in guests?
That's funny. Probably. Yeah.
How's the gym business? Is it popping? Is it? I feel like LA is a great spot to have a gym.
Yeah, LA is a good spot to have a gym because a lot of people go there because it's like a destination city. So people come from all over the world just to go there.
Cool.
But LA is not a great place to have a gym because it's so damn expensive and California is pretty unreasonable when it comes to like a lot of shit business wise.
How much does it cost for a month?
Yeah, let's get the lease.
The lease? $38,000.
One per month?
1 month. Just for rent.
Oof.
Yeah. So that's just the rent.
That is a spicy.
That's not utilities. That's not you know, insurance. That's not employees.
Damn.
None. So yeah.
And you got to pay that state income tax.
You're over 50 a month.
Yeah. And it's on Ventura Boulevard. So that's probably in Encino. It's a nice city. It's,
I've not seen it other than inside. It looks beautiful.
Yeah.
Like the lights, everything looks cool.
Yeah. It's a beautiful gym. I mean,
can you go shirtless at your gym?
Yeah. Yeah.
Nice.
Got wiped down, but yeah.
The gym we go to doesn't allow that. And I really feel like, I would get my act together more if I could take my shirt off.
You feel like you're a shirt off kind of guy?
I feel like I would be more motivated to make myself look better.
No, I like that.
Like when you're working out.
You would take a shirt off and be like,
you're also surrounded by other people, right? So you're like, I want to look my best.
So you'd go in there with the shirt off with the intention of like
bettering myself.
But you'd have the shirt off.
I can hide it with a hoodie at the gym now.
Yeah.
You know? I'm not feeling it. I'll just wear a hoodie.
But so you would show up to the gym with the shirt off?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Damn.
It's tough. I like that.
Only for motivation.
Savage. I don't even do that.
Really?
Yeah. I don't take my shirt off.
I definitely wouldn't do that.
But why?
All the women.
just know, flocking.
They wouldn't be able to focus on their workouts.
Yeah, he's a good guy.
He's a good guy.
Yeah, I don't want to distract them.
So my mindset's right then. You don't want to take it off because you're not happy with how you look.
Yeah, that's true.
So if you could take it off, you would be more than likely you would want to get in better shape.
No, I thought he didn't want to take it off because he didn't want all the girls to work out.
Honestly, I'd be happy to take it off. Like, you know.
Take it off right now.
I can do this shirtless if you want.
Yeah, do it.
But mostly, it's just I don't want my back sticking to the freaking bench.
Well, certain workouts would be awkward, yeah.
Yeah.
But you could wear a cape.
Come on, guys. Don't make me do this shirtless right now.
You could wear a cape, bro.
You could wear a cape. Next year, you're just a superhero in the gym. Everyone's like, this superhero guy.
This dude, guy I don't know.
Fly. Not a bad idea. I'll just get a cape.
Yeah, get a
problem
cape.
Problem solved.
When you go to, when
do you
go
allow capes in your gym? What if no, it gets we don't, stuck we don't in the pulleys?
I wouldn't.
We stop the capes.
Have you,
you got to have 10 million
when you spend the time on the beach with all these people, they look good. You're like, I need to do better.
I know.
Right. So it's motivation. Even seeing other people fit is more motivation.
Yeah, that's a real thing.
So I like shirtless gyms.
Yeah. It's a shirtless gym. You can have
that's
a shirt
cool.
off. Yeah.
Heck yeah.
I'll be there.
Britt will be there.
She's shirts off.
Yeah.
I'm
shirts
there.
Off, bro.
Shirts off. I'm there. That's funny.
Man, that's a big nut to crack though. $38,000 a month.
Yeah.
And especially, would you say 5-year lease?
Yeah, I believe it's a 5-year.
So you had to be pretty
yeah.
concerned when you were signing that.
Always
puppy.
Concerned.
No wonder you yeah. only let famous YouTubers in there.
Yeah, it's not true. That's the thing that would not make sense because, first of all the famous YouTubers would be like, I should be in here for
I'm
free.
I'm not paying nothing.
Exactly. I ain't paying shit.
Oh, yeah, the
so,
cheapest.
No, you don't. That's
the cheapest people.
It's a terrible business move.
You know what? Now
yeah, it is.
That I know that just because I didn't know you before this sitting here, but like the fact that you're running a business with that heavy of a nut. It takes some balls, man. People don't understand. Like, I have a track in Florida, and it is so expensive. And everyone just, all they do is calculate the top line, and they're like, these guys are killing it on this stuff. But
the overhead.
The overhead, the insurance, and then what you finally make, you pay tax on. And I know California has, you know,
oh, yeah, the worst
hefty
taxes
state
in the world.
Income tax, and it's like, man, that's...
But to me, it's like the gym's not, it's not supposed to be. I'm not like trying to make a ton of money with the gym. Like if I had 10 gyms, I'm probably making good money. One gym is more, it's more of a platform. It's more of a place to create content. It's a place to meet people. It's a place to meet fans. It's a place to talk to people. There's so much more value in that than just like, I'm trying to make money on this gym.
I just think it's so cool.
Yeah,
like
it's good perspective.
You've inspired so many people through that gym, and the fact that they can go in there and see you is awesome. Like that's cool. That is really cool opportunity. Yeah. And for how much a month?
It's $125 a month.
$125 a month. Right now you could sign up and see you working
you
out.
You could. I mean, I'm there every day, literally.
That's cool.
I train there every day.
Did you train today?
No, because I was about to train, then I was like, I can't miss this.
I forgot that I was doing a podcast.
No, not forgot.
I woke up this morning, I was like, I haven't heard. I don't know if he's coming. Bro.
No. No, I knew it. I just was like, I was trying to get a workout in prior, but then I got there and like did some shit I had to do. And then I was like, okay, I don't have time to get like a full workout. So I'm just going to go eat and come here.
Yeah.
So that's what I did.
Right on. Well, I appreciate you being here, dude.
Yeah, hell yeah.
This is fun, man. Long overdue.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah,
we got to come to the gym too. I would love to do some content. Our viewers, we've been dabbling a lot more in the gym and health, fitness, diets, and our viewers want to see it, right?
Yeah.
Like, it's inspiring. We want to inspire people. So it'd
and
be
your
fun.
Son really into the gym.
Yeah, Noah's just crushing it. So it'd be really fun to dedicate some time, come out, shoot some content.
I'd love that, man.
Yeah.
Definitely.
How far is it from your house?
It's about 15 minutes. Yeah, 15 minutes. From here, it's like 10.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it's just down the street.
Hey, we can do lunges all the way there.
We should swing
I wouldn't
in.
Want to do that. No,
hit our
I do curls all
maxes.
The way there, though.
Huh?
We should swing in, hit our one rep maxes.
Yeah, just I did that with Blueface and his girl.
Dude, oh, I
did see a clip of that.
Yeah.
That clip was going everywhere. Bench?
Oh, it was two. What was it, Jacob? His bench? 215. Oh,
that's more than I can do.
What? 205, but his deadlift was 365.
He was shaking hard,
And he weighs like 170, and that was so impressive.
That is
265 is crazy at that body weight. And he doesn't. Yeah. He trained. He played obviously like sports in college.
Yeah.
But he's like, I haven't trained. For
he earned that too, man. That video, he was not stopping, bro. Yeah. He earned it.
Yeah, and Krishan could have got it too, but she just stopped. You could tell she didn't want to hurt herself. But she pretty much had 315 up, which I was like, she was also a track athlete though, growing up. So. But I was impressed, like, because they just randomly were like, yeah, let's just test our maxes. I was like, all right. And then they just honestly went crazy.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it was fun.
It was good.
But you guys can come in, test it for sure.
Let's hit it.
We can stop by after.
How much do you think you can bench?
You look pretty strong.
I think I could hit I maybe hit 235 or 245 one time.
You know what's weird? I've been working out with a trainer for a year, yeah. Solid. Never been on a bench.
Oh.
Everything we do is, what do they call it? What do you call it? What type of workouts?
Body garbage?
I don't know.
Garbage. You said no bench?
Dude, literally no bench. Yeah.
Bench because it's so quantitative.
Everything's like
up. If you didn't get it up, you'd...
We do thousands of push-ups and things like that. It's all that type of workouts. Okay. Lunges, bag weights, carries, offset carries.
That sounds like
pull-ups, push-ups, like hard and like for me to do. But yeah, bench. We do a lot
of
deadlifts.
How much you bench? How much you bench, Bradley?
I don't bench as much as I used to. I think I bench I could probably bench like mid-fours right now.
Holy Toledo.
Jeez.
So I'm not as... I mean, it's like...
He's got videos of like...
Peak? What do you think?
Well, the most I ever benched was 505.
Oh, you seen the videos where he's got like girls on each side and he's lifting them?
Yeah, that's easier. That's easier than...
100-pound girl, 100-pound girl.
A lot. Yeah. Do you have to use like a special bar for that?
No.
No, that's a Toyota pickup truck.
It's just... 505 is a lot of weight.
I use a Toyota truck on that one. Yeah, no barbell.
505. Yeah, you just get under the rear axle and you just hit that
in the
morning.
Dude. Straight up floor press.
Smart.
What's the ideal bench for weight? If I'm 150 pounds, what should I be bench pressing?
I mean, that's tough because everyone's built so differently.
So there's not like a should be. Because deadlifts like double your weight, right?
Or yeah, like so. Yeah, double your weight is like good, but triple your weight is really impressive for most people. So
on deadlifts?
On deadlift. That, but benching is so different based on people's heights and all this shit. It's really hard.
320 is my max deadlift.
Max deadlift?
That's good. Yeah.
What do you weigh?
150.
Yeah, still. Yeah.
We do a lot of deadlifting, though.
Do you train too consistently?
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Yeah, she's a beast, dude.
Who deadlifts more?
Well, I deadlift more, but she's 100 pounds tops. Yeah.
I don't remember how much.
I don't know.
I just feel like you probably deadlift more than him.
I don't know. I feel like I just did like 140 or something.
I feel like it's probably more than him though.
You think?
Yeah.
Bro, you're still mad I called you Shrek. You're still upset, bro.
I was just trolling. I think you could probably bench more than him, huh?
I don't know. I don't
She's
bench
strong
because I have
for
implants.
Herself.
So I never...
Oh, shit. Okay.
I never did chest.
Yeah. But I don't think... I think you could still bench if you wanted to.
Yeah.
I don't know. Honestly, I don't have...
Well, after the first one popped, we were like, no more.
No.
What the f***?
It's like, boom! Just water.
She's hitting a PR. Silicone. She's 25.
I'm soaked.
Oh, my gosh.
No shirt.
My face. Mess.
Silicone everywhere.
That sounds terrifying. Like, I feel like that would hurt so bad.
Can you imagine?
Like, if that actually happened?
It's had to have happened, right?
But, like, that means the skin popped, too?
Well, it could pus inside.
I think they, like...
Oh, God,
that sounds
deadly.
Oh, my gosh.
It sounds like... You could die from that.
Yeah,
it's
I'm sure you can.
Yeah,
like,
no chest for me.
Don't girls get like implant like sickness? Like it starts like leaking, and
that's
they don't
what my
know.
Doctor just told me that like he's concerned that I have.
Oh what? Gosh,
concerned that you have.
Yeah, it's like they're making me sick.
She runs into a lot of walls.
Just run into walls.
He told me like I don't have to get them taken out yet, but in the future I may have to.
Roman's like. He calls the doctor. He's like, I'm like really concerned. I wonder why she just keeps running into things. It's like her mind's not there. That's so. You've been hit a lot of walls lately?
No.
Okay, shit.
Just
he had me there.
Just
I
hit
believe
a wall,
that.
Bro. Just hit a wall today, all right?
You got any cool cars?
No, dude. I just have a truck.
No, man.
I got a Raptor. Yeah, no cool
car. I mean, that's
Raptor.
A cool car.
It's cool. Yeah, I like it.
You getting a Raptor R?
No, I don't really care. I'm just not a big car guy, man.
Oh, no.
I got a few cool cars when I was younger, when I first started making money, and then I was like, why am I doing this? It's obviously, you do cars for like a living, right?
Yeah.
It's different. Like, I totally understand why some people like love that, and they love having the cars, and they love flexing, because it's like a part of what they do.
And this is a good spot for cool cars to drive. Like, it's just nice area.
Yeah, especially where I live, like out towards like the west side of the valley. Like Thousand Oaks, that area, like that, those freeways that go back that way, like Simi Valley, is like actually the dopest place to drive cars. So, do you have a nice car?
No.
You got a GTR.
You got a nice car.
I do have a GTR. Forgot
it. It's a forgotten
car. That's a nice car.
No, I love it. I love it. I love that car. Yeah.
I feel like you like cars.
More now.
I like cars, I guess.
Yeah, I'll say aviation.
I've never ever been the guy that's like, I'm going to buy a McLaren. I won't. I don't know. I feel like if I didn't have all my kids and like, you know, I have to plan my life properly. Yeah, like, I don't want to blow it on cars. I blow it on helicopters now.
Helicopters.
And now I have two freaking helicopters.
You own two helicopters.
Yeah.
And you're talking about planning your life around your children.
Yeah, I'm irresponsible.
Okay.
Yeah.
I just want to make sure we were on the same page there.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't buy cars, dude. I buy helicopters.
Pretty safe helicopters. Two of them. Though.
Yeah. They hold their value probably better than cars. Yeah.
It's all different types. So he's got some really safe ones. So, I mean, the risk factor is really on him.
How often do you ride in a helicopter?
As much as I can. Yeah.
Really? Like a couple times a week?
Yeah.
In Ohio, like once a year?
I can just, it's at my house. I just leave my house and fly to a friend's house.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah, it's dope.
What the f***?
It's dope. But
you can basically daily drive.
I feel like you can't do that here.
You can't here because LA has an ordinance where you can't land them on private property. But like in Florida or Ohio, you can use them as a daily driver.
You could pop up and just go to someone's house and just land like in their grass.
That's
like,
exactly
drive.
What we do.
Holy f***.
Yeah.
That sounds
it's
amazing.
Pure freedom. You're like an eagle, dude.
It's just by far the best thing. You're basically
that's
a
that's actually
eagle.
Dope as f***.
Yeah.
Wow,
you
I did not
to
know.
Come to Florida, brother, y'all.
Yeah.
Wow.
This California's like, you have all this money? Go f*** yourself. Give it to us.
Give it to us, yeah.
Give it to us, and we're going to f***ing not do anything with it.
Where are you from originally?
San Francisco.
Okay.
So even worse.
So you've been used to all the,
yeah, the
this
bullshit?
Lifestyle.
Yeah, the bullshit, yeah.
Because I always felt very thankful that I didn't stay in L.A. Like, I'm really glad that I was always the guy that's like, I'm staying in Ohio, dude.
As throughout your YouTube career, you mean?
Yeah, because everybody was going to LA. It was like, you want to collab, come to LA. I'm like, I think I'm just going to stay in Ohio. And I did come out here a lot.
Yeah, but there's something to that. There's definitely something to that that idea of like, if you could be a content creator, like self-sufficient, there's a lot of power in that.
Well, my theory was everybody's vlogs out here looked exactly the same. Exactly the same. It was the same city. It was the same clubs. It was the same Ferrari.
Yeah.
But nobody was in the middle of the country with their family blowing up something.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's me. That's what I want to do. So I would come out here when I, you know, to collab with people and bring them out. It was fun.
Yeah. So I guess I missed the timing. I don't know. I like my timing. Yeah. I kind of wish I started YouTube a little bit earlier because I like we were talking earlier about like just being able to do certain things on YouTube was just so different, man.
Love the freedom.
I miss it though. I miss that wave. I didn't get enough of it.
I miss.
What are you trying to do? That's.
I just like I said, we were just talking earlier. I just don't like how it's like we all know certain things we can't talk about, we can't say, you can't discuss. It's like, I don't like that part of YouTube.
Yeah.
You know.
Nobody understands it unless you've been in it.
Yeah. Yeah.
I miss like. Flying to somebody's house and be like, oh, we got to come up with an idea for YouTube. Let's go buy 1,000 lighters and throw it in a fire. That was my content. And everybody loved it. And then one day you can no longer do that.
Yeah.
Right?
It's
which
dangerous.
Kind of makes sense.
Yeah.
But it was pretty dangerous.
That's just who I was. I loved that stuff. I was always ridiculous, you know?
Yeah.
And now they've figured out a way to calm me down. You can still post. You can still make money, but calm down.
Let's just not.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, calm down because no one's going to see your content.
Can't even like fireworks.
Yeah, that's true, though.
Bro, I can't even like fireworks from a drone anymore, dude.
Yeah, it's it. Damn. But that's why it's weird. It's like it's calmed down because of, it's like, it's just shit's being censored.
Yeah.
Straight up.
Yeah. That's tough. It's just.
It's tough. At the same time, I've never been more thankful for YouTube in my life, dude. Like, I'm in that place where I'm like, I will always thank YouTube. They changed my life, gave my family this incredible life.
There's no doubt about that. Yeah.
But if I was starting right now, God, that'd be painful.
It's tough. I think it's tough right now.
You're probably a little bit closer to the censorship stuff than we are, especially me. I mean, I haven't been around it much because mine's all car content, but I see you guys, like some guys in your crew are pretty well restricted by it.
Yeah, I mean, you just do dumb shit. I mean, Steve's completely tossed off YouTube.
You can't even show him, can you?
Can't even show him anymore.
Holy that is cow. Unreal.
Yeah.
He's like Trump.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, I don't know. I get it. It's like, obviously he got kicked off. The reason why it's hard to like swallow that pill because like it's your buddy. It's like an actual friend of mine. He gets kicked off and it's not like he did some like real f***ed up shit that everyone would collectively go like, oh, you really f***ed up, bro. Like that's why you're canceled. Like if you did some like, you know, like if you did some real shit that everyone would be like, that's the worst thing in the world you could ever do. Like no one's f***ing with you. But because the thing he did was like, you know, the gambling on this, whatever thing on the the actual video.
The website link.
Yeah, the website link on the video. It's like, I can't look at him and be like, yo, you're really canceled, bro. Even though I know that he is. And it's weird because I just film content. And it's like now if I'm around him, I'm filming content, I just not put him on camera. It's a weird dynamic.
That's brutal.
You know? Because like I said, it's not the kind of cancellation where it's like, yo, you did some like pedophile shit.
Yeah,
you know, where everyone goes like, yo, you're a...
Yeah, of course he's off.
Yeah. And I'm not with him either. Because like that'd be the worst shit in the world. We'd all be like, yeah, no one's filming with that guy. Yeah. But because it was some like, kind of in my opinion, dumb shit with the gambling, just considering how like they allow it kind of on the platform. And then he's my friend and I'm just like, oh, I just can't even put you in videos anymore. But to their defense, right, I understand their ideas behind it. And then, you know, he also kept saying, I guess he kept talking bad about him. So it's like, they're going to be like, yo, you know, this kid basically.
Can you just wear a mask in your videos?
So it's so funny. This is so funny because we were talking about that.
Yeah.
Like, what if he like changed his voice?
You think
like,
they've tagged his voice?
Bro.
Probably, right? Yeah.
I mean, you need some real AI shit to go on and fix that. That would be funny as though. Like if he like
he's still rocking on YouTube, but just with a mask.
Imagine it. We talked about this. It'd be the funniest thing. Imagine if he started a YouTube channel completely brand new. Didn't like get his buddies to like collab, whatever.
Yeah.
And just had a mask and had, like, his voice was different. And he still blew up on YouTube. Dude, that would be so funny. That'd be one of the funniest things ever.
Yeah. And he could do it.
Crazy. It'd be insane.
They shut him down.
He's still on shorts. Like, you see shorts all over. I see.
Yeah, I mean, people just take his content and just upload it.
So it's still out there on YouTube. So they...
It's like Andrew Tate, bro.
Yeah, they're just grabbing. People are grabbing
his
content.
His clips are... everywhere, even though he can't be.
Yeah,
you know?
Man, we're pushing it now.
We've already said too much.
Did we?
This whole podcast.
No, I get it. Like I understand.
No, I'm saying like that. You know, words are triggered.
Certain words.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
But podcasts have been pretty lenient.
Wait, you're saying that you think that it can actually
not think?
No, we know that
is fact.
It can actually pick up on the word.
100% doing that's literally happening.
Words. Yeah. Everything in the scene. Is picked up. Everything in the background.
Yeah,
is
their AI
up.
Is so crazy, bro.
It's one of the most intense in the world.
Yeah, really?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, they're on it, dude.
Yeah.
Impressive. I'm impressed.
Much data it has to process.
I will say it seems like podcasts have been pretty lenient.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. They don't. It's because I talk about stuff like this and it's like they don't fully you or penalize you. So.
I've had one video censored on 27 podcasts, and it's literally a thumbnail from an old picture of Brit and a caution tape wrapped around her. You can see like this much skin, and they flagged that.
Mm.
But Nicki Minaj is naked, and it's promoted on the front page of YouTube for a week. I'll never understand it. I will never understand it. They choose what's allowed.
Yeah. They definitely pick and choose.
If they want it, then it's there.
Yeah.
But I love you too. Thank you, YouTube, for changing my life.
I mean, it's an incredible platform.
You heard Susan's leaving.
Yeah. Maybe it'll change.
For the better?
I don't know. That'd be sick.
I hope so.
What if they put someone dope in there?
Dope in there.
And then he's like, yo, you know what? Savage. I'm going to chill out a little bit.
You know what, guys? Just do whatever you want.
Not whatever you want. No.
Let's give it a shot. You guys are going to be responsible. I trust you.
No. I don't even believe that.
But you can't
go backwards.
You know why you can't? Because look at these new sites like Kick.
Yeah.
It's if you don't monitor it, it's porn so fast.
Yeah, bro.
It is just instant sexual content. It's just it gets taken over instantly. Like people cannot be trusted.
You know what really grinds my gears? Is how can they have an AI so advanced that it can pick up on every word that you guys speak of, but it cannot block the spam bots that reply to every comment on my channel?
Because they want it on there.
Yeah.
But it's a link off of YouTube.
If it's on there.
DM me on Telegram with a phone number.
Here's my theory.
You want $500.
Here's my theory.
Yeah.
If it's on there, they want it on there. Because it can be gone with one button.
Yeah, I think it's true.
That crap has been on there since I started YouTube.
Well, yeah, I don't know if people seem to be paying for stuff like that. So who are they paying? They're probably not paying YouTube, but they're at least like encouraging algorithm shift on their platform, right? Which is causing like user data and all this. And
I would love for somebody at YouTube to explain why those comments, and they're good comments. It's always a thumbnail picture of literally a naked chick, but the comments like, man, it's so good to see your daughter, Cora. She's growing up and Noah's looking so good. Yeah. It's always real comments, but an obvious porn link. Like the AI is just able to create this realistic human, but it's totally bogus.
They're so good now. They have like the spam bot that comments somehow has me blocked, so I cannot block them. But I can see there's one reply to every comment. Single commenter, but yeah. I can't get in there to block them because they somehow have me blocked.
Truthfully, I guess my question is, why do you care? I'm curious, why do you care?
Because I get emails from my fans who are like, kids. Hey, I just
there's kids on there.
Okay, whatever, Cash App, use $50.
Okay. That's what I don't like.
They think they're talking to me.
I thought you were just talking about the porn shit. I don't like... This happens on every social media platform. Like, people will message me and be like, yo, is this giveaway real? And I'm like, no, what the fuck? Like, clearly that's not me.
Yeah.
And it's like people are getting scammed because people are like running these things.
And the viewers still fall for it.
I don't get it.
Like, have you heard about the Haley Deegan thing? Did you guys see like how Haley Deegan, Brian Deegan's daughter, she's a professional race car driver now.
Yeah.
She, you know, she's a pretty girl. So she has a lot of followers who, you know, probably
want to see feet.
Yeah, you know, just it attracts that type of follower in some aspects, but she definitely has a lot of racing fans. But these spam bots were messaging her fans, and they were acting like Haley to a point where they were tricking these guys, these simps, into thinking they were literally talking to Haley, to the point where these guys were like, okay, I'm going to kill your boyfriend for you.
What?
Like, dude, crazy. So these spam bots are convincing... You know, these men on the internet into all kinds of stuff. So not only are people getting scammed out of money, it gets to a point where it's dangerous. And like,
dude, it is getting scary.
I feel like YouTube can zap that stuff.
We
got to
talk about that, which is like just the AI shit in general.
Yeah, will we be able to trust anything in just a year, 2 years?
Bro, I mean, think of the internet now. It's like it's a place where like I can just say some random shit as me.
Yep.
And people be like, that's true. I could say some shit about you, right? Yeah. Some mean shit.
Yeah.
And people be like, oh my God, he did a podcast. So like, it must be true. He knows him. It's true. And they can just take it and run with it forever.
I know.
And now it's like, people can just literally make the president saying random shit. Have you seen these?
Yeah. How are we going to authenticate
what
those?
What the f*** is going on?
That one's easy because there's no stuttering. No, he didn't trip.
Yeah.
He said it perfectly.
Yeah. We like, this is
the AI is not that good yet.
Yeah, goddamn, this is fishy.
Authenticating some of them is going to be tricky. I saw Joe Rogan promoting like something that...
And it's like his mouth's just barely blocked by the mic, and it's perfect audio.
I was talking about that on the pod. Yeah, it's like, it's crazy because people are not even going to know what's real, what's not. And they're just going to, they're not even really going to look. Like, think nowadays, all the shit that's gone on, like people don't even fact check anything. They don't actually look into what's actually going on. They just go, they see it, that's true.
Well, soon the elite, the politicians, there'll be no accountability because it's fake.
Oh, yeah, that didn't happen.
That didn't happen.
Man.
And then that goes for everything.
Oh, wow, yeah.
Think about it. They're now able to put your face on another human so good.
Man,
now, once they have your voice, which we have 2,000 blogs, which means we've said every word possible.
Yeah.
And the AI will just grab all the audio, do it for you, type in whatever you want, and I will just say it.
Dude,
it's coming fast.
Scary. Kill me now.
It's fucking scary, dude.
That's so scary.
Because like I said, that same concept, someone could just, like I said, run their mouth about you, and then some people hear it and say it's true. Now it's like literally can just be said, and someone just can't discern the difference between AI and a person and be like, that's true. What a bad guy.
We're already at a tipping point of like, we don't believe anything anymore. So imagine another 2 years with AI. We're just not going to believe anything.
Yeah, we're going to be skeptical.
There'll be no way to authenticate it. There'll be no way to... And there'll be so many companies with AI that there'll always be a rogue one creating the worst content.
So where does this go? Where do we go from here? Like, how do you know what's
real? Have you seen Terminator?
Oh,
yeah, I have.
iRobot?
Dude, this is coming. It's actually going to be a thing.
Wall-E?
iRobot. Oh, not Wall-E, dude. Don't go there.
I'm just saying, like...
That made me cry.
We are at a pivotal time. Like, we are living in such a wild time.
Yeah, but then you think about people living through, like, World War II. You know, they're probably thinking it's all over.
It's always been all over, but I do believe we're at a more pivotal time than ever before.
Yeah.
Dude, we're about to move from... We're about to literally go from not driving cars ourselves. That's happening. It's coming.
That's...
We are going to slowly rely on a computer to... We're going to trust computers. Imagine before long, AI will be so intelligent that you won't even have a jury anymore. It'll be based on the AI's decision.
Hopefully people start becoming so skeptical they don't believe in computers.
I don't know, man. I think people are going to start becoming like interconnected with computers.
People are going to do whatever they're told. People are going to do whatever they're told to do.
We've already seen that.
We've already seen it.
And we're in trouble, brother.
And all they got to do is create some great moments that a computer did, and everybody's in. Everybody's in.
Create some drama while you need to just submit.
Imagine you're in a courtroom and the AI can gather every camera footage. It can gather everything online. Gather all the facts instantly.
Dude.
And predict.
Prosecute.
It can predict the penalty.
Oh, jeez. This is getting scary.
Think about it. It can just shut your car off. It can just... It will be Eagle Eye. Remember Eagle Eye?
Yeah.
That's it. That's Eagle Eye, bro. Dude, the computer is telling him what to do the whole time to survive.
Wow. We're done, man. Nah, it's honestly, it's scary because it is going there. Like, it's actually going there.
It's moving. It's moving before us. Like, I think once we see it, it's already...
Imagine, have you thought of this? Imagine the Neuralink thing. Like, you know, like put in the brain, Elon Musk thing. What if we get to that point and you get so connected with it that it's like, it knows that you're thinking something bad and it's like the cops show up. They're like, you were thinking about killing your wife, huh? It's like some crazy shit like that. Yeah. They already got your ass.
Yeah.
Like preemptive shit. Yeah. Like a preemptive crime unit.
Like the zero crime deal.
Shit.
And you know, it only takes one news story. Look what we did. We caught.
Yeah.
We caught this guy thinking about killing his wife.
And it'd be like, that's great. Everybody's we're protecting people.
I want that.
Dude, it's actually weird.
It is weird. I'm saying, like, we're in a weird moment.
Yeah, they're saying they're trying to, you know, convert big jet aircraft to have just no pilot on board.
Bro.
And I see in all, like, my pilot groups and stuff, they're all like, there's no way. But they're investing hundreds of millions of dollars to try and fly these jets
definitely gonna happen.
With no pilot.
That's definitely going to happen.
It's going to happen, and it's going to take another generation, right? Because the new kids, you ask any kid now, oh, I want a Tesla. I want a Tesla. But I'm like, hell no. I want a V8 that rips, right?
Yeah.
But I got to go. The new generation is all in.
Yeah.
They're all in on it. They've been sold it. The tech is cool. It saves the planet, bro.
Dude.
Right? And so the new kids are all in, and it's fast. And you can make it sound cool with speakers.
Imagine when they just switch it all off.
It is fast.
It's just like, everyone should stop.
So like, yeah, the older generation, the older pilots are like, that's never going to happen. It's going to happen.
It's definitely going to happen.
For sure. Think of all the
air. I'm skeptical.
Yeah.
You know how much goes on up there.
I know, but think of how much is already automated.
Imagine
on the big commercial.
I don't know. We don't have to go down the pilot rabbit hole, but like, that's just so... hard for me to wrap my head around. Like 300 people in a pressurized tube with a computer at the wheel. And they're heavily investing in it. So that's just one example.
Oh, 1,000%.
Yeah.
1,000%. They will make it safer than any.
You want to
make a 10-year bet?
10-year bet?
Yeah. $2 million.
It will.
It's a 10-year bet.
All right, so in 10 years, what? Like a flight of 200 people have to go on a plane with?
Fully automated.
With a fully automated...
Shit, I'm gonna more years than that. I feel like
tech's moving quick,
tight, brother.
No, they'll just prove
that.
Do
you think they'll get on?
The computer will be faster and more intelligent than any human will be able to counter the problem. A human has to make human thought, and there's a lot of human error. Most mistakes are human error. A computer has no error.
Computers are fantastic. But every single person in this room has had one fail.
Oh, yeah.
So.
Yeah, that's true.
Do you want one flying your plane? I don't know.
Not yet.
It's a random subject.
See, he's trying to get people to think about that bet.
We love
aviation.
Guys,
don't do it. Don't get on the plane.
He wants to win that bet, dude.
I got to win this bet. $2 million, bro. How about like $100? I'm not trying to go that hard, dude.
10 years,
you know, inflation and stuff. Well, actually, $100.
$2 million's gonna be $100
to $2 million.
$2 million's gonna be $100 in 10 years, dude. Our dollar's dying.
Man, there's so much shit going on in the world right now.
Yeah, dude, we're talking.
It's kind of weird, actually.
It's fun to talk about.
It is kind of interesting.
It's fun when you're just chill about it and you're not too, like, thick into it, but...
It'd be interesting to see the comments on this video, too, you know, just... I don't ever talk about this stuff out loud. I feel like I think about it.
Yeah.
But it is interesting to talk about with you guys.
Yeah. I think it's fun to chat about with no point, right? Like, we're just literally talking about it. But we're not like.
I'm just observing, man. I'm just seeing what's going on in the world. It's just a crazy time.
Yeah.
Like it really just is interesting.
And you know what I was thinking about today with Rob is he's saying that ridiculousness is the perfect in between of shorts and then really long content.
Right.
Which one do you think will overcome the other, or will they? Do you think eventually vlogs will go away and they'll just be shorts, or shorts will go away? And
I think that's already happened.
Or will they just forever live together?
Well, it depends on if we can get our attention spans back. We have to rebuild our attention span. I think we're slowly just, we need the dopamine faster, right? In a vlog, you're not getting the dump as fast.
Oh, yeah, true.
Right? But with Instagram and TikTok, you don't know the next search video. That's where the dopamine's coming. What will I get?
Mm-hmm. I think it definitely has to do with the demographic and the age group. Because, you know, I think it's also just an evolution of the people who are watching the content. Like, clips is always going to be like that fast pace. Like, you're younger, you know, less time, you're focused on other shit, whatever. But, like, I think as you age, as you get older, you tend to look towards, like, you know, more long-form content. So it depends how, like, where you're at and what you're interested in life.
Yeah.
I just think the younger generation, just, like, nonstop, just eating this content day and night. But you get older and you start worrying about, like, you know, well, what am I going to do with my life? What's important? And, you know, you stop swiping as much. You start listening and you're trying to learn more. You try to get more out of the content. So it just depends on, I think, the person.
Yeah. I think, like, the way the sites are kind of showing true to shorts, right? YouTube's dumping into shorts.
Yeah.
They're trying to keep up with TikTok and Instagram. They're all trying to compete. They're definitely pushing towards shorts.
Yeah, luckily we can all age with our demographic. Yeah. So we'll always have them.
This is the thing. They're all going for the younger generation. Everyone is trying to capture that audience so that you have them for longer. That's all it is. Constantly trying to capture the younger generation. Regardless, though, that younger generation will eventually age up and they'll be like, I want to figure out my life.
Yep.
And they're not going to get that from like a 10-second clip on TikTok.
I think that's why pods work still.
That's why this won't go away.
It's very long form, but you're there to learn something.
Yeah. I think it will forever be a thing.
Yeah.
I think it's becoming the new form of almost education.
You need both.
Because you're looking at someone that you've either watched for 10 years or you like what they've done or you want to be like them because of the things that they've accomplished or the things that they've done, right? And it's the new form of education where you go, I'm going right to the source to figure out how they do what they do and why they do it.
Yeah.
And then you get the inspiration from it. That's why this shit will never go away, I think. I think it's always going to be relevant if you're like in this space because people more and more want to be in this space. So it's like, why would you go to school, some college to learn about like social media when you can just like, listen to a podcast about creators who are talking about their experience on social media, what they know about it, what they've learned. Like, you're going to get 10 times better game than like some guy being like, this is what you do on social media.
It's crazy though, because 10 years ago, I would have been like, nah, man, 5 to 8 minute videos, they'll never go away. Like, I feel like that was kind of the spot, like 5-6 minute videos. I'd be like, oh no, dude, that's too long. 8 minutes, 10 minutes? No way anyone's going to watch that. Now, if I post a 10-minute video, people are like, why is this so short?
Dude, so short.
Yeah, so, but this is just specific. This kind of content is so specific.
I agree.
It's not like a vlog that you're trying to make 8 to 10 to 15 to 12 minutes. It's a very specific format, which is like, someone who's going to listen to this is more invested than the person who's just swiping on TikTok, 100%.
Yeah. Well, the beauty of long form is the ability to create shorts. Like,
absolutely.
Some of our biggest views come from what is in this podcast, right?
You guys are doubling down.
We're doubling down and playing the system right now.
I love this shit. This is the golden era for me.
I love it.
Sit down on this couch. I'm honestly shocked, and I want to say thank you to everyone who's watching this. If you clicked on this video, seriously, thank you, because I cannot be more grateful that I'm in a position in my life that I'm able to sit on camera and talk about things that I've learned, things that I've been through in my life, and people like it. Like, I'm so grateful that I even have to have this position.
Well, they took the dislike button away, so we really know.
Thank God.
That's true.
Because they were probably
crazy.
Don't want to offend anybody.
Yeah. Participation trophies for all.
Dude, remember? Were you on YouTube?
So stupid.
Were you on YouTube when there was the 5-star system?
No. What the is that?
When I started YouTube, there was just 5 stars and you rated the video.
Yeah, I think that was up until like 2015 or so.
Wow.
Well, did it go that long?
I think so. Maybe 2014.
Wow. I don't remember that at all.
Back in 2009, dude, when I was on YouTube, you just had to get 5 stars. As soon as them stars start dropping, you're like, no.
Yeah. So everyone came to just voted it and then it would go up or down.
Instead of a like or dislike, it was just 5 stars.
Yeah.
And you just click the one you want.
Like
So trolls. Yeah. So trolls would put one, and of course. And that's kind of what destroyed it. Was just trolls. Yeah. Bots were just buying out one stars.
And did that affect how you got views?
I think it probably eventually had an effect on if it's getting all five stars and there's a lot of them, then it probably was pushed out more.
And yeah. You're like, would you post a video at minimum get a certain amount of dislikes? Like, no matter what,
with at the least old 2,000
of your haters would get on and just hit dislike.
Always.
It was like
the second you uploaded, you had minimum dislikes.
You
couldn't even watch the intro yet, and there would be dislikes. Yeah.
That was the thing I always like enjoyed about YouTube. I was like, people really subscribe, got the notifications, everything turned on just to hate on this video.
Yeah.
Like the minute I could, I was going to say,
at least back then they were getting notifications.
And they were, oh God, we could talk about that one. That was crazy. You know, we got to talk about that for a sec. YouTube, I'm just genuinely curious. They literally one day to the next, they were like, this was after all that stuff we talked about earlier, but they took the bell away basically and you had to redo the whole bell thing, or they added the bell.
Here's what hurt all us old guys. And I think it's, for YouTube, look, they need new influencers. They need new content, right? So it doesn't benefit them to keep me at the top forever, right? They need new eyes, new influence. So I get that. But for old school YouTubers, we had subscriptions and you subscribe.
Right? It mattered.
And that's how you knew we posted.
Yeah.
But then they implemented the bell.
Yeah, that's it, the whole thing changed.
Right? So 15 million of my subscribers do not go back and ring the bell.
No.
They just do not.
It equaled zero.
Because all your work just exited.
Yeah, and
basically,
it was like, you had to all get those 15 million to now hit the bell to get what they were already getting.
So now, like, if you look at your analytics when a video goes out and you go to the bottom and it says...
Subscribers, not subscribe.
Videos went out to this many subscribers and it just says zero. And it hurts so bad, bro. That's like 10 years zero. Worth of my work, dude. Yeah. It says zero.
I've never even looked at that analytic.
Yeah, because now you have to ring that bell.
Yeah. So I remember that. It's like that concept was crazy to me. It was like one day to the next, they added this terms of service. You had to say yes to it. And it meant basically no one got notifications unless you got all those people again to ring this bell.
Yeah.
To turn this bell on and get all notifications. And it's like, damn, that's crazy. They really just
crazy.
They if you had a million, literally it just equaled nothing until they got the bell.
Yeah.
It's like
it was very hard for us old school YouTubers because they just ended our viewership. Killed our viewership.
So like my last video from a day ago, 911,000 views. How viewers found this video, notifications, 28,000.
Right.
But to be fair, let me see that too. What? Let me see that. They have done a really good job with like YouTube recommending. Cause like
that's it's all YouTube recommended.
It is now all YouTube recommended.
Does it have a percentage on there of how many are from YouTube?
I mean it's 80% almost. That's what it looks like.
Of your views?
It says so about 80% are just from the suggested, which may be from my other videos.
So here's what's really great and bad about that is now we're in a time where your views, your million views is relying on the recommend. Now, tomorrow, YouTube switches up the algorithm.
Yeah, that worries me.
And the recommended is now not your main source. And now there goes your views. And now the next guy is getting the views, right? They're always pushing new.
Yeah, you could be a has-been.
It's crazy. Yeah. It's crazy. It's hard to keep up.
That's why it's important too. I mean, this sounds like such an old man thing to say, but like, all three of us are diversified.
Yeah.
Which is big.
Yeah.
But it's hard to make it from that point of you're just a YouTuber to then being a diversified, you know, entrepreneur.
Yeah.
But if that's your sole thing and all of a sudden you get the carpet drug out from under you, you're in trouble.
Yeah, you're in a tough position.
Yeah, if you get the 10 years, congratulations.
Yeah, that's
tough, man. If you make it 10 years, congratulations.
Feels good.
The 1, 2, 3 years, you can do it. But at the top, if you can make it for 10 years, man, you've done it. You've better have set yourself up.
Yeah.
What's your first video?
My first video, I think it was a video I was training on YouTube. I was training FousiTube.
That's where you started, right?
Yeah.
I remember him saying he was training and because I was close with FousiTube at that time.
Yeah, I met him at a celebrity football game. He was like, I told the story before, but he was a little fat. He was like, man, I want to lose weight. And he saw me as a trainer and I was like, well, I'm on Instagram. I had like 600,000. This is way back in the day. And I was like, I really want to start YouTube. And he was like the biggest YouTuber at the time.
Yeah.
Like massive.
Dude, I was watching FousiTube when I was in the Rope Factory. I didn't have a YouTube channel yet.
Yeah, he was huge.
Huge.
I saw him in person, and I was like, yo, I'll train you, help me launch my YouTube. I think he put me in two videos, like, briefly, and, like, he had a vlog channel. And really briefly in these videos, and I got 25,000 subscribers before I had any videos. And because they were like, we were talking about, oh, I'm going to post a channel and then go subscribe. Just in two videos, small little mentions. 25,000, no videos.
Bro, it took me 2 years to get 25,000.
Yeah, that's insane. Damn.
Yeah. No, it was cool. That's a bump. And then, and this was way back then, which was, it was a lot. It really was a lot. And then I posted like a channel trailer, and it was just like me training like myself and then training with him, and then dropped a few videos with him, and it just, from there, just took off. So my first videos, though, I was also, which is interesting because I talk to people about being comfortable on camera. Like, obviously I am now, but back then I was so bad. I'd get in front of a camera and be like,
really?
And it was just like, yeah, so terrible, man. But I guess that's part of it. It's normal. Especially when you're not used to it. So,
When you were kind of younger, were you not the guy who was just like born to be on camera?
No, not at all.
See, I know a lot of guys like that now, and they're like just so good on camera. I love seeing my friends evolve from a guy who just would never be like, hey, film this, yep, you know, to now they're like, they got it and they do really good at it.
I was like, so afraid and just saying something stupid or looking stupid.
Yeah, and I think that's inspiring because there's a lot of people who would, you know, love to have this job as a YouTuber, but they're like, oh, I'm not the type of guy to be on camera. Don't let that hold you back because, you know, there's guys like him.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Plenty of other people who kill it.
I still hate being on camera.
Dude, I hated my voice for years. Like, yeah, hearing myself, like, if somebody's watching my video beside me, I'm
just
like,
your voice is pretty.
It's like I gotta leave. Bro, can we just delete the Shrek part? Can we just cut that out of the podcast so you'd be nice?
You lobbed me that, dude.
You got it. Free pass, bro.
Anyways, no, it's. I guess it's normal. Like you're saying, it's not everyone's like, oh, this is going to be great. And when you first start, it is really difficult. Especially when I first started trying to like actually vlog, like hold the camera.
In public.
Oh my God.
In public.
Like, you're like, I look so stupid. I don't want to sound stupid. I don't want to look stupid, but you just got to say, like you were talking earlier, if you really care about it and it's really important to you, then you just do it and you just, who cares?
I call it the gauntlet where you don't have enough, where you have enough people watching that you have haters, but you don't have enough followers that they'll like be like, hey, don't say that about my
they don't
boy.
Back you
I
up
like
yet.
This guy. Yeah, yeah. So you don't have any backup, but you have enough people watching that they want to bring you down.
You got to get past
new,
that.
No matter how, well, if you're really mature, you could probably get through it, no problem. But when you're young and you're like trying to make it can bring you down no matter what.
Yeah, like the rule of thumb, nobody does this. Don't look at your comments. Nobody does it.
How do you not look? Yeah, you have to look.
Nah. Nobody does it. But that really is, that can get you through a lot. You can avoid it.
I like the sweat.
I know some celebrities have people they hire that filter them comments before they can even look at them.
Yeah, raw.
I like
really.
The pain. I like the pain.
You can get in there and say whatever you want.
We're pretty fortunate to have a fan base that is primarily loving.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, we have been blessed with the greatest viewers.
Is it more male or more female?
It's always been male. Okay. Yeah. Because I do stupid man stuff.
Yeah.
And she's pretty, right? Yeah. So we always had more.
Well, what's your ratios? Do you guys know?
Ours was always 60-40. Oh. 60-40.
What do you think mine is? Wait, what is yours? Yeah.
What do you think mine is?
80-20.
Oh, dude, I definitely have the highest ratio of men. 100%. I'll bet on it right now.
You are always men.
I got to. Let me just double check. What is yours? I got the broskies on mine.
I want to hear his first.
Okay, all right.
I'm going to be surprised if you have.
I mean, I don't know how much higher you can get than mine.
Really?
Yeah.
It's all male?
Yeah.
Mine's 96% male.
It's 98.
96?
What? 98?
So it's just all dudes.
I thought some girls would have watched that.
Well, they watch with their boyfriends. They probably watch with their family.
The pod has more women on it. But like my fitness channel, 98. All dudes.
Brother.
We had a really nice audience. Yeah. It was like the girls loved her. The guys loved her. So we brought in that. And then, you know, the family aspect too brought in a lot of like caring just people. Yeah. People that love families and want families. So most of our comments were always great. Of course there's hate.
Yeah.
But it was so petty compared to the love.
Yeah.
We never dealt with.
I mean, what would they hate on? What would they even talk about?
Oh, they do.
They'd be like, I don't like her shirt.
Dude, people hate people that are positive, man. They hate him because they want to, they are not. So they want other people to be miserable.
Well, that's
right?
The internet.
So,
yeah, they want to just tear you down.
I'm not happy. I don't want you to be happy.
And like you'll read 20 good comments and then you'll read one really mean one. And you're like,
bro, I could read 1,000 good comments and there'll be one that's just
so you just got to remember that there's so many more people on your side.
Yeah. Yeah. You just got to do your thing.
Sometimes they can get you.
They do, man.
I think us three have been in it long enough that doesn't affect us as much, but we all know that early grind when you're just like sitting in bed reading the comments. You're on a 10 of 10 video. It's just doing trash.
The difference for me is I knew my content sucked for a long time. That's all I could do. Like, I knew it wasn't good. My goal was to just get there. Yeah. I wanted to get to where it was good.
And what did you do to make it good?
It took years.
What do you think made it
good? I think I just kind of found my spot.
Figured it out.
I think I was kind of making content I like to watch, right?
Yeah.
But it really wasn't me, right? It was like,
I see.
I loved Dave Chappelle. I loved Shane Dawson's crazy sketches. I loved SNL and Mad TV. But I wasn't good at making the content. Right, and that's what I kind of started with.
I always thought your content was pretty good. I watched a lot of it. I watched a lot of it, but I thought, I don't know if I've seen his sketches.
Yeah,
no, his sketches sucked or what?
They're gone.
Oh yeah,
they're gone.
You deleted them?
They were just. Well, they wouldn't work now. They were super edgy. Yeah, they wouldn't work now. Super edgy. Yeah, it's like hard R stuff. It was just like everything goes right.
Do you
really?
Yeah.
Do you think it's coming back? It could come back.
I think we're seeing a little comeback. I don't know if the
mainstream platforms,
I don't know if everybody's going to agree with it, but I think we're slowly not coming back for me. Like, I'm always going to stay clean now. But I think, like, a little edge is coming back to society. I think people...
I hope so, man.
I mean, you can see it night and day.
Yeah.
Like, the people they're canceling have a lot of views, bro. Why do they have a lot of views? Because people want to hear it.
Yeah.
And that's... Yeah. It's facts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, people are desperate to hear people speaking real because everybody like us are too scared to say it because we don't want to get canceled. So when somebody does say it, people flock to them.
Yeah.
Because we're human.
Yeah.
We want to run in a pack, you know?
Yeah, but that's just, you got to play by the rule. If you want to be on the straight platform, you got to run your rules.
That's the concerning part, though, because it's like, that's very clear that so many people agree and like want to hear it, want to see it, but it's like people are not saying it.
Yeah.
That's weird, dude. Like, that's a very concerning concept if you think about it.
Mm-hmm.
Where you got millions and millions of people who go,
if you don't see that concerning, that's a problem.
It's very concerning. Yeah.
But what do you have to say that you haven't already said today? Do you have a lot more that you would say?
Yes, bro. There's a lot of shit that I would say that I think is completely crazy at this point in life and blown out of proportion.
Is that something you could put on like a website?
No, man.
No, because it'll trace back.
It's straight on the internet. It's goes on a website. It's on the internet. It's just...
Yeah.
But it's crazy. It's the kind of conversation... I have conversations with people in real life. So many people, and they're all like, I get it.
Yeah.
I get it. I get it. I agree. I get it. And it's like, we can't even say it. Hmm. But everyone's like, man, that's true though. Like, how did it get there?
Yeah, and everybody that would back you up on social media has been pulled. Social media is just left with those that agree.
And I think I think there's a lot of people who do agree. They're just afraid because it's like they don't want to ruin what this is and what this could be.
I'll tell you where a real tipping point is. Elon Musk.
Yeah.
Because people are seeing if Elon Musk, the most successful, wealthy man on the planet, can talk like this, maybe I can too. And that's where I'm seeing a lot more people just... not even being controversial, just speaking their mind. I think we've lost the ability to actually be ourselves.
But this is the greater problem. It's right? Like we're losing. It's the thing is like there's not these things that I'm saying like someone is wrong because they believe this or someone is wrong because they believe that, and I believe it's not about this at all. The fact that we just can't even have conversation about things that we disagree with someone else is a fucking problem.
Yeah, I shouldn't instantly hate you because you believe differently than me.
Yeah.
No,
right?
That's literally what we're taught to do.
But that's the problem. Yeah. That's the greater problem. The greater problem is like if you're not just agreeing with like this thing or that thing, then you're an enemy. And it's like, where the fuck did it get to that point where it's like we can just disagree and have a conversation about it? And there's so much more power there than just like completely shutting out one whole side of a conversation because it's like we're all afraid to say it.
It's just a massive division.
But it's not good.
It's so bad, dude. I remember like, it's crazy to even talk about, but the country that I remember after 9/11 was like united. everybody had American flags on their cars. Everybody was waving to each other. It was like, we're together through this. We're going to get through this together. Everybody was helping each other. It was like one of the like best memories of America that I have was after that event. It was like every store was selling flags. Everybody's cars had American flags. I don't know if they did here, but dude, it was like everybody was a team.
Yeah.
Everybody. And it took like this massive event. Now everybody's against each other. And now you're racist if you have an American flag on your car, right? It's like everything's so far divided. It's like you kind of have to just stay in your lane.
Yeah. It's
do your thing. It's
getting weird.
Instead of like I know it's bad. Some people just purposely controversial, right?
Yeah, of course.
But I don't like the part of not just being able to beat you. Right? Like, that's the problem. I think people are not able to just be themselves. So,
yeah. I feel like it's hard to be purposefully controversial when you have a business, employees.
Yeah.
You know, that makes it even harder.
Yeah, you can't risk anything.
I know these people are relying on me. Yeah, I don't want to go say something dumb.
Yeah.
And then risk their way of life as well. So, it just gets harder and harder.
It's stupid. It's so stupid.
It's a problem.
It's a problem, dude.
I'm getting tired of it.
I'm just going to stick to race cars and just. Burning tires.
Yeah. Heck yeah, dude. That's the American dream.
Burning tires. And lifting weights. I'll probably go throw up a couple weights later tonight.
Yeah, lifting weights is great.
You're definitely going to throw up.
Yeah.
Dude, I'm ready for a full workout after this.
Are you really?
I'll do a full workout with you.
Hmm. We'll see.
We'll see.
I mean, he's what's the worst up? That could happen?
He's going to throw up.
What's the worst that could happen? I get healthier? Oops.
Get it's good. Healthier.
Yeah, it's good. That's good.
It's not,
not be able to walk
tomorrow.
It's
not like I'm going to be sore. As long as we don't do legs, man.
Ah, see? That's exactly like, what we would do.
Obviously, if we did 250 squats, like I'm going to die.
Yeah, you're dead.
You don't even need that many.
You won't walk.
Probably 30 could get me pretty sore.
Yeah, it would. Yeah.
I could do like, you know, upper body workout.
Do you just not like working out or is it like a...
No, I like working out.
The way you're talking about it is if like you kind of don't really like it. Just being honest.
You like go to the gym for 10 minutes.
I'm pretty bad. Yes. I have, you know, I get to the gym and then I look at my phone and I'm like, well, that's a good idea. And then I start thinking about that. And then I text my guys and then I call someone.
You're
and
like,
then
I'm I did like, a workout.
I got to get out of here.
I did a workout.
But I, you know, I did that sauna and then get in cold water thing the other day. I really liked that.
Dude, it's amazing. The best.
Oh my God.
It's the best.
I like a good workout. I just need to be there with someone who actually knows what's happening and can like, you know.
Yeah,
I know a guy.
Yeah.
No, I can help you, dude.
Yeah.
I could, honestly.
Yeah, let's
go. Could change your life.
Let's go hit a workout.
Imagine you rolling up to Indy with an 8-pack, dude.
Dude, I would love to
not Mountain Dew.
I'd love to have an 8-pack.
Yeah, not
of not Mountain Dew.
Yeah.
Can you give me an 8-pack by tomorrow?
I don't know about 8-pack. I mean, that's
they got
genetically
I'll settle for
different.
Six.
Don't they have injections for that?
I don't know.
I'll settle for six.
I don't know if they do.
I'll settle for a 6-pack.
Liver King on that one.
Wait, what?
No, I don't think he has. I thought he had like ab implants, but I guess he doesn't.
Have you had him at the gym?
Yeah, I had him in a pod. He was great.
Cool. Yeah, no, he's good on camera, right?
Yeah. He didn't go to the gym.
I will say this, and maybe it's just my account. That dude has disappeared off my social media.
Really?
I never see him.
I actually haven't seen him in a while lately either.
Dude, when all that stuff came out, I disappeared off my stuff.
Maybe he's posting less.
I don't know.
No, I don't think so.
I don't think he's posting less. Oh. I mean, that was,
That's a hard hit on the reputation, on the old
It's a hard
rep.
Hit in the gut.
Yeah, that was tough, man.
Yeah.
Luckily, he already made a lot of money.
Yeah. I think he already had money before he did all that stuff, too.
Bro, I was looking at Amazon, all that stuff's public, so I was looking at, like, his supplements and his sales just on Amazon. Holy smokes, dude.
Yeah. That stuff's public?
Yeah, everything that sells on Amazon's public.
Yeah, what? Yeah, check it out. That's crazy,
dude. You can look at everybody's sales. It's crazy.
Yeah, that's interesting.
It's a good way to find a good business, like supplements.
Great business.
You gonna help me with supplements, dude?
I'm down. I'll help.
You don't have your own merch?
Oh, I know this brand is my brand.
Okay, okay, all right. That's your actual.
Yeah, so I don't sell merch. I have like a brand. Actually,
that's cool.
Yeah.
I like that.
No, like just merch. I did merch stuff way back in the day where it was like, you know, shit that was cool for me, but
yeah.
Yeah, oh, that's cool to have a brand more, you know.
This is mine,
sell
dude.
It, it doesn't have your
this is mine.
Name on it.
Right here.
That's some fresh merch right some there
guns.
From
yeah,
Bunker
dude.
Brandon.
Look it up, baby.
Some guns.
Brittany's concert was last week and I went.
What kind of car is that?
That's a lifted Barracuda with 39s.
That's
and diesel.
That sounds
it's
fun.
A dually.
It's a dually.
That sounds fun.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
You just shoot guns still all the time?
Not really. Damn. Yeah, I don't shoot enough. Yeah, once guns, it was stripped out of my content.
We carry
it was
like, all the time, but guns.
Yeah.
Lucky you don't have to use them.
Yeah.
Where can you shoot guns around here?
Yeah, you
go to range.
You gotta go to range.
You can go to Mexico and shoot.
Oh, yeah, true that. Yeah.
I've heard a few shots just while we've been sitting here.
Yeah, yeah. Van Nuys.
This must neighborhood,
a,
man.
Must be a range close.
There actually is a range close.
I can hear a lot of helicopters going by.
It's really? Funny. Yeah. There's a range close, though. It's funny.
Pop, pop, pop. You can't cool, do man. You can't what do 10 pops in a row. That's insta fly. Yeah, let's wrap oh, it up, nice. Man. I feel like it's been a good flow. Let's wrap it.
Yeah, yeah whatever.
Let's head to the gym.
Hit the gym. Hit your pod. We're going to hit your pod.
Pre-workout yes. on you?
Yeah, I don't have it on me, but.
You don't keep like a little pre-vial?
Just here? Imagine. I was like, yeah, right here.
You got the jacket.
Smack this shit, bro.
You got your own pre-workout.
Oh, you got the smelling salts?
Yeah, we got that.
Oh,
we got everything at the gym. No problem. We got everything for you. Yeah.
I was trying to just chill today. Now we're
done. Let's go.
Let's hit a workout, bro.
Cracked out and then go do the pod. Because it'll right. be like closer, you know?
Yeah, you're just yeah. shaking yeah. on the podcast.
And you can he and I will just be the Shreks of this.
The like, Shreks.
You're going to come to the pod too? Or?
You know, I don't want to intrude, but oh, whatever yeah,
I
happens,
I know.
Man.
I don't even know how to, I don't know what the flow is, you know?
He's in town. Jump in, hang out. Yeah.
Whatever you guys want. If I can add to it, I'm happy to help.
Cool. Thanks for watching, guys. Thanks for listening. You know what? Ring the bell today. If you got time,
please.
If you got time, ring all everybody's bell here.
Please.
All right?
Please, because it actually, you'll never know if the video is posted if you don't do it.
So. Bro, I upload 10 vlogs, and I'll get a tweet. Like, when are you going to upload?
Oh, my God. Did you stop posting?
Nobody knows, bro. Nobody knows.
Ring the bell, please.
Ring that bell. We love you guys. We truly do. Thanks for 10-plus years of...
Amazing, man.
Like, if I'm it ended for. Right now, we could say it was amazing.
Yeah. I'm grateful. Right? Yeah.
All right, we love you. You're beautiful. You're one of a kind. Smile more.
See
Let's
you.
Go.
Thanks, buddy.
That was awesome.
That was really fun.
Yeah, you crushed that.
That was super chill. That was super easy.
Yeah.